Prabowo Subianto and First Deputy Prime Minister of the Russian Federation Denis Manturov and Malacca Palace in Jakarta today mark a significant step in reviving high-level dialogue between Indonesia and Russia. The dialogue had been put on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic. Accompanying the President Connecting Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, shared that the Deputy Prime Minister Manturov extended two formal invitations to President Prabowo to attend Russia's National Parade and the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. According to Minister Erlangga, the Economic Forum presents a valuable platform to deepen economic ties and formalize several key partnerships. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency appreciated the Indonesian Search and Rescue Team following their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar earlier this month. The recognition was given during a special ceremony and halal-bihalal, or Eid gathering, held in Jakarta recently. According to Basarnas official statement monitor on Wednesday, Chief of Basarnas Muhammad Syafi'i noted that the agency had received international praise, including from the International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, an agency under the United Nations. That's the news.
Thank you.
dan gaya di lautan para nelayan.
This military is at the sea is the first millennium where Indonesian people were raised. None of Chinese was killed. It was only after South Korea and the Pacific Islands by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there were Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia I've never seen waves of 9 meters and want to see it. And the immediate issue counted me. That's it.
That's it. Indonesia belum pernah saya lihat. Masa belum ada siapa pun yang lihat. Masa belum ada. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. Itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19 sekitar tahun 1830-an.
Here the Roman Empire centers in around 1830-40. It refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates international term schooner catch or catch. It means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that this sail was first used in the western regions of the Americas as a sail, Greek, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the coast. So the sail also lasted longer and the length of sail was changed, which we know now as a sail.
Abad ke-19, jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur. Sehingga akhirnya, ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun, layarnya diubah. Sedemikian rupa-rupa sehingga mencari yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar penisir.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term penisir became known in the 1950s.
Istilah penisir itu secara umum baru muncul dalam, apa namanya ya, cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya.
The term penisir generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president of Taiwan allowed competition for boats to carry coconut from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And the newspaper about the questions still arose about what penisir boats were, because the term penisir was not a technology people had been telling. Because in the past, during the course of harbor masters and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari Hongkong, there was palari Tonggang, and those schooners started in the early 80s, especially after the navy was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called finisi. So the term penisir, which now we really keep writing, is actually a creation after the penisir was brought to Vancouver.
Terutama setelah ada penisir setara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di sini pula misalnya, pelaut yang sebenarnya dinamakan pelari itu mulai dinamakan penisir. Jadi, istilah penisir yang sekarang ini begitu di apa ya, dibanggakan, sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya penisir itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa pelaut yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dipanggil.
Pelaut memory are not very accurate and there are stories that the first such boat in Ireland was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it or whom and so on. And so what were second in the Dutch newspaper and the Harbour Master's reports and so on, all projects like they are recorded as palari. So the use of the word penisir is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the modernization of Indonesian sailing routes, all of that disappeared with them. This is an idea we are quite proud of. When penisir nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies found about or the boat flagged that, the term penisir was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the Americas. The use of the word penisir to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of the nation's boat manufacturing world, because in Indonesia, there are hundreds of types of boats, and they all have their own names.
Memesan pelau-pelau seperti itu, istilah penisir itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat pelau dan pelayar dari pantai itu. Penggunaan kata penisir untuk memukul apa semua jenis pelau itu sebenarnya suatu apa namanya ya, suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan pelau Indonesia. Karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis pelau yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Penisir became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada, in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, waktu itu yang saya ceritakan, 85 dari
sini. At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Taiwan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, there was a group there, a Frenchman, who was vouching for us as a witness to who accepted the people, and said that, are you going home, right? And at that time, many of the others didn't come. I went first, so then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir. It was still a bit more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters? He said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen a meters wave. I wanted to see it. The immediate research council, it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine, and also on the sail. There were also four people from the panel bureau, also committee. I asked whether this may be mad. How many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. Oh, is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on two masts and seven double-up sails called finisir, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination.
Well, kalau kita berlayar itu malah menjelajah aja.
If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours. Like here today, sailing without wind for 2 hours will take 1 day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal finisir di Bandung ini asalnya dari arah Bulukumba, Sulawesi Selatan.
The finisir ship was built originally from Ireland and then from Sulawesi, starting from the navy before independence in 1991. After the independence, there are waves that are still going down. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on theories and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana, dan di sini pengalaman saya. Ah, dia pula dan sebelumnya. Kalau dengan finisirnya, satu tahun lebih. Tadi kali ini kami meeting di pantai dia, pantai Anjol.
The finisir took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one ever in just 2 months and a half. And like this, with 2 units, with 25 people working, you have an iron board, big wood, and thick wood. They only need 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just about any kinds of wood. I usually have fishing made from bigger wood, but the scarcity of it, the wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore, it's just not a thing.
Sekarang kita jalan. saya sudah berpulang. Izan kepada Tuhan. Baiknya kami jatuh.
The system and calculation for making finishing sailing ships have been known to people of Adam village, Bulukumba, since 19th century. However, according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Limolimo people knew this ship-building system. The system is named Tatarug.
I think that everyone was so unique.
Ah, that's the formula, so this is how your ship's address 1D5P. The important thing is that we know the line rate and its height. This is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, they already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is already paid for experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any wear on your personal name or so. Each one works, this one is an expert. There is one thing that is absolutely not true, I mean what we can call a formula for making many different types of errors are made by drawing and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded after gorge. There are various boundaries that are used, points that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the shape of the frame, and so on. Those who restore and inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Limolimo people, who seem to have a formula called the Tatarug, which transfers boats up to 14 meters long. Here on the roads are where the boats were caught in the sea, and the sediments were much bigger. So, there is an impression that the Arab people, at some point in 1930s to 1950s, created and manufactured a formula after gorge after.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an 1950-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan tata apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat unik. Secara teknologi, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
benda cetak. Those are both very complex things. Probably the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. With me, that throughout human history nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of lumber, of objects in the storage, whatever there is, as far as I know, it's 100 pounds more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as sailboat. Even a small, small part wrong way. But the sailboat won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not work. And there is another point here. The boat is not something rectangular, but created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not serve. Maybe some of the numbers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve passes on that. Which is a most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. And the curve is in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the exposure for 1,000 years, and the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to those built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more popular and put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only an easy.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak terlalu berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang pada abad ke-10 dengan laut maul yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal itu alat amat rumit. Sebelum depan menjadi ini, bahwa kesenjian berhala ya, kira-kira, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk, apa ya, mempedangannya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dipandalkan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada hal yang ramai. Supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini sih doang.
street. The speech is one of the famous speeches of the couple with the distinctive beauty of both getting into the seat. In addition, the speech has a mystical history. It has been well-known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft splash of sun with brownish colors, blue air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All those add to the charms of the beauty of this Kalang Hawu beach. According to the story of the local people, the speech is named Kalang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu Wu Cheng's surname means stove, so this beach is named Kalang Hawu. In addition, the speech is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jump into the sea is Nairokido's friend, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Kalang Hawu Beach, a view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks. It's a very beautiful scenery here. Directly in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach for the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxing while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on the beach.
Yeah.
Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.